producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America tonight. You get your tree yet? Do you even have a tree? Are you doing the menorah thing? I ran into a friend of mine who's Jewish, and he said, boy, this is the time of year when I am so happy I just have to worry. Getting that late tree. Was interesting, because needless to say, from the music kind of went up like, up, here she is, and we have the Charlie Brown trees. But a tree is a tree is a tree. Now, I got a Fraser fir. Never had one of those. I always get a Douglas. And I know everybody and their brother tells me how, oh, it's better to have an artificial tree. But I am just not ready to go there. If I have to have a tree in my house, it is going to be a real tree, peeps. I want a real tree that smells like a real Christmas if I'm going to do the thing versus having an artificial tree. And I always lose that argument with everybody. Okay, on to serious things. And serious things include that crazy Vegas story I was telling you about the driver who went off and on the sidewalk and sat, I mean, just in, they say it was an intentional act, just smashing into dozens of people. Not anything about what motivated the woman to drive her car onto the sidewalk, but now some more details are starting to come out about what she told investigators that what she did, you know, before that crash. And she allegedly drove this Oldsmobile sedan with Oregon plates, because everybody was taking pictures of it, onto the sidewalk at different spots and hit more people before barreling down the road, left the scene, drove about 1 mile before driving onto the property of another hotel and contacting a security officer, asking the officer to call police because she just hit several people. And she didn't explain why or any of that kind of stuff. Her 3-year-old daughter was in the car with her. So how frightening is that to think of? You know, I said this the other day, all those people in the that are walking up and down that strip, as somebody who lived there, and I've been there many, many times, maybe some of you have been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and there's not much room, especially this time of year, there's not much room to jump away. And, of course, this was right near a very busy intersection, right near that hotel called Paris. And the witnesses say that she just smashed down, mowed down a bunch of people. Brutal. Suddenly this car, shoveling people out of the way, accelerating. I mean, just awful. Just awful. And they're still trying to, like I said, they're still trying to pin down that whole motive thing. And they even had 4 students that were from Pacific University. It's a school in Oregon. They were members of the wrestling team. They were in Vegas for a tournament. And they were injured, but not life-threatening, thank goodness. So they did open the rest of the boulevard because they closed a part of the Las Vegas Strip because of that, because there were so many people, and they were just trying to figure out, you know, what they you know, what happened, what they had to do, that kind of thing. And one of the people killed, Jessica Valenzuela, 32 years old, 37 other people injured, 3-year-old in the car. I mean, I ask you, what could possibly, 24 years old. So now she's got charges, murder with a deadly weapon, leaving the scene of an accident, child abuse or neglect. This is not good. It's not good in any way. not for the people, the victims, all that kind of stuff. I mean, just they're calling it an intentional act. Let's put it that way. All right. We seg from Las Vegas on to, of course, politics, politics, politics. Washington is a virtual shutdown. They're just exchanging Christmas cards. Staffers might be scurrying around, but nothing's going on. You could hear a pin drop in the halls of Congress. I mean, that's the deal. This is another break time. So while that's going on, Lindsey Graham becomes the next casualty. He decides, yeah, he's got nothing in the way of numbers, so he's got to bail. And that's smart. And I think you may see a little bit more of that because we get into results season. Why are you hanging in there? And it's funny because a buddy of mine and I who's in politics exchanged the best Lindsey Graham lines because he was sort of the unplugged Lindsey Graham. And he said some pretty interesting things when he was campaigning. He said he was talking about, he was on CNN. It was just like not too long ago, maybe a week or so ago. And he said the greatest character in Bond history was Pussy Galore. She was like incredibly talented. Just her attitude toward life. What? How does he pick out that Bond character, right? And then he was talking about being a bachelor, and he was being interviewed by the Daily Mail, a British rag, and he said, I've got a lot of friends. We'll have a rotating first lady. I kind of thought that was pretty funny. So he was the king of the comeback. I mean, he was, or he is, and sometimes you see him that way when he's in D.C., but so his one-liners on the undercard will be missed. But he knew. He knew it was time to throw up the red flag and just get out of that. Because you can only bleed so much money. You only want to go so long down that same road. And I think it was probably pretty smart of him to bail, in other words. Here's another line. ISIL would be dancing in the streets. They just don't believe in dancing. And this is a question he was asked on what would happen if Trump won in 2016. And this was in Las Vegas, the more recent debate. That's what he had to say. So Lindsey Graham out of the race, one less Zingermeister to hear what he had to say, and it just narrows the field. But he wasn't in contention, and, you know, pretty much we all know that, right? He added some levity, but he wasn't in contention. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag, plus tell you about one of the biggest gaffes on the tube, you probably know about it already, of all time. This guy is in no danger of losing his millions, his status, his television show, his radio shows. But it is pretty funny what happened and how it happened, even crazier. That's coming up around the bend with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
About being human, and we do err, as it's has been written. But Steve Harvey, oh boy, talk about blowing it. It is the craziest dealio if you haven't heard about it. So we are going to seg into that corner for just a minute here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney. So here's the deal. Miss Philippines standing there without her crown and ribbon. Why? Because instead, Miss Colombia was given the crown, but it was a mistake. The wrong person was crowned. So what do you do when you give the award, the beauty pageant award, to the wrong lady? Well, you got to correct it. I mean, voting's voting. You can't just pretend it didn't happen. So there's no way to get around that other than to say you screwed up. And this was the Miss Universe pageant. Now, Steve Harvey took the blame for the most epic blunder, one of them anyway, of a host. So, I mean, it's just a flub, man. You know, it's, that's what can happen. It's a disaster, but it's a flub. The thing that's brutal about it is he can slough it off and everyone else can slough it off, no problem. But imagine Miss Columbia getting the crown. And what happened was, it was this, there was this 7-second behind the scenes video that shows Steve Harvey immediately after naming the wrong winner, Miss Columbia instead of Miss Philippines, pointing to a cue card and talking to some person saying the teleprompter said Miss Universe Columbia. So anyway, yeah, there was some mistakes. And they had to come up with a reason why. Did the teleprompter say Miss Universe Colombia. If that's true, someone in production is done. They're fired. I mean, there's just no way. So teleprompter's wrong. He has a card, but the card is really just for show for most people because they read the teleprompter. So he apologized for the mistake. He called it a human error, then apologized on Twitter. He said he apologized wholeheartedly to Miss Colombia and Miss Philippines for his huge mistake. The Miss Universe organization issued a statement on Sunday night for the mix-up without placing blame on any one individual or any mechanical device. And it shows you live TV. So our man, who is so good at getting things as soon as it almost leaves my lips, Patrick Eggdorf, says, we will let you in on what that sounded like in case you missed it. So sit down, grab your coffee, got your water, sitting right next to you. All right, roll that clip.
Colombia! I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
That is just funny. I mean, this is funny, but that's just crazy to announce the wrong person. And so, therefore, you know, there is that weird moment where you have to somehow get through it. And the Twittersphere, because everything happens in the 140-character world, just exploded. And I read a couple of them. Some of the best tweets were actually compiled. And there's this one was from Champagne Petty, who said, Ms. Colombia doesn't know English, didn't hit her until they had to pry the crown off her scalp. Steve, I made a mistake. Her smile nods. Yeah. How about this? Danny Fernandez says, board meeting, exec, Miss Universe numbers are down. How are we going to get people to talk about this dumb pageant? Steve Harvey, I know. How about this? Even more controversial, every single Miss Universe contestant is from the same planet. How about this? Somebody wrote, Steve Harvey's Wikipedia page already has its own subchapter. The internet is a cruel, cruel mistress. How about this one? Steve Harvey, this was tweeted from Reverend Eric Dunn. Steve Harvey getting roasted in 5 different dialects of Spanish that he can't even understand. Oh, geez. Let's give one more time. I mean, this is brutal. Here's one from Kenny Ducey, who says, they should have pulled, but I'm bumped Steve Harvey after 8 innings. Yeah, that was bad. It was bad. He'll get over it. Like I said, no one's taking his million-dollar shows away from him or his radio gigs. It was a mistake, but it's just of all the mistakes you can make, what a crazy mistake. You won. No, you didn't win. All of a sudden you're crowned, then you're not crowned. And it was just so quickly they turned around, but it was, you know, it already left his lips. It was too late. She already had accepted it. So it was a brutal moment. It's like this story I did a couple of months ago. I guess a little like it. Although, I guess both are game changers, so I'm going to say yes in a different way. Remember the woman who thought she won the lottery, and then the lottery said, no, you didn't win the lottery. You thought you won the lottery, but you didn't win the lottery, so that's not true. It was messed up. Wait, it was messed up, and I thought I won the lottery? So you think you have the winning ticket? You have the golden ticket? That's it? You're getting into the Willy Wonka factory? Who knows if you come out on the other side, but it's all going to be yours? Oh, that is tough. That is tough. He is not the closer any longer, that's for sure, after that faux pas. So, of interest here on the show, to re-rack, Lindsey Graham punts from the Republican race, no longer vying to be president. Steve Harvey, decides he was going to switch crowns, and it should have been Miss Philippines. And she did get the crown in the end, but not originally. It was announced Miss Columbia, as you all just heard. Not a creature is stirring, not even a mouse, on the halls of Congress, because it is officially off time for the men and women who represent you and I. And in the meantime, we hear of the IRS making a big mistake. I know it's shocking, but $46 million in tax refunds. They say a computer programming error has found that the IRS incorrectly issued that much money in tax refunds for 2013. Oh, boy. Do you keep your tax records? You know, that whole five-year thing? Hopefully you have them. If you've got a check that surprised you, then you really definitely want to think about it. But the Treasury Inspector General for the Tax Administration identified, because of this error, 27 million of refunds were issued for 13,000 tax returns. A glitch. The glitch caused the IRS to issue another 19 million in refunds that should have been flagged as potentially fraudulent. Wow. They forecast, they tweak, and then this happens. So who pays for it? That's what I want to know. I mean, the trust in the IRS has to be at an all-time low. First, what happened during the elections? And who was going to get the stamping of basically non-profit? Lois Lerner testifying again and again and again, and no access to the emails. I mean, it's insanity. It is insanity. They know they have egg on their face once again. All right, stay with us. Mailbag and True or False coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Celebrating, I wish you peace and happiness and a fabulous 2016. Here's to health and good fortune, whatever good fortune means to you. 2016 is a big year for this country as to who's going to be next for president. It's going to be interesting the next 6 months. Buckle up, my friends. That's all I'll say. Just buckle up. All right, we're going to hit the mailbag coming up, but first let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Hey, first and foremost, I want to wish you, your family, and all your co-workers and everybody in America a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a better tomorrow's after.
Yay, better tomorrow's after. I like that.
Well, that's kind of one way you get the ball rolling, and I always try to do that. But have you ever read The Eight Laws by Stephen Schwartz?
No, but so you are the third person to say that to me within 3 weeks. Is it great?
Yes, you need to read it. It's a
I will.
Deep.
I'm going to get it. Now I'm going to put that for the plane.
It's basically about how you can better yourself and as a group how small changes change the history and course of things.
Nice.
And like I said, ending, you know, have a good day and even a better tomorrow is one of the ways you do that.
Yep.
But
I love it. That's just a great sentiment.
That kind of leads into the fact that, you know, the Democratic debate we had over this weekend, and I seriously think Bernie came out on top because he was at least able to answer the yes and no questions, yes, and then give his statement. But when it came to Hillary, and when she was asked about Libya and the terrorist attack there on the embassy, she was asked twice for a basic yes or no question. And they believe in that philosophy, which is on the downslide and has been, of the writer of the book on climbing the corporate ladder through intimidation. And this is one of the downfalls of this country the last decade, is because, just like, you know, the global warming and everything, you know, they use fear.
Yes.
And most of space, when you look out there at all them stars and everything, that's minute compared to the emptiness that is much colder. So,
boy, no kidding. That's so true, isn't it?
Well, I'm looking at it from the scientific aspect, because most scientists even agree. You know, we're consumed largely by colder temperatures than we are warmer.
Yeah.
So
that's true, isn't it?
Now, not only do we rotate around the sun, but our solar system rotates around the galaxy, and we're actually nearest the center of the galaxy, which creates gravitational pulls, extra heating, and that kind of explains why we have weather change every 1,000 years, every 100 years.
You mean it's not global warming?
No, man.
You know I'm being a smart aleck. Wow.
Well,
interesting.
You think about it. There's a lot more things that are affecting this. Now, I'm not going to deny, you know, we're sitting here overpopulating this planet, but that's the
yes.
philosophy is to fool us in lowering the population in certain aspects and ways through war and everything else, which is ridiculous, you know, because they want to have it all to themselves. And you remember SNL the other 2 weeks ago, it was a big hot topic about the George W. Bush and Will Ferrell came on.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's a little bit of a comedic thing you can think about. Imagine Hillary, Nancy Loopyhead, and Lorne Michaels standing back in the back watching this, and they change a historical saying from let them eat cake to let them drink wine.
I gotcha. And you know what? It's funny you say that, because that SNL spot with Will Ferrell was pretty funny. He just has Bush down to a T. But now they did, this past week, I'm segueing into something different, but you'll appreciate this.
Uh-huh.
They did hit the two, you saw the two Hillarys, and then
yeah.
hit Sarah Palin. Yes, it was funny.
And they praised her and degraded
yes.
Bush.
Yeah.
It shows you that the writers are liberal, if you use your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I want to make one quick comment, and then I'm going to go, because I know you got. But with the Miss Universe thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's the grim joke. Now, imagine if Miss Iran would have won and Miss Israel was first. Boy, World War III could have started. You still?
We made a big mistake. Don't read anything into what happened there.
It could have been more than just a show. It could have been political. But I don't even
Boy,
know.
Isn't that the truth? It probably it is political. To...
Well, that's just it. It's the same with SNL.
Crazy.
It's all political. You know, I mean, read that book.
Everything's political.
Read yep. that book. Because
everything's political.
He bases it off of scientific studies. And I've kind of kept up with him, and he's also a lover of Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, I love Benjamin Franklin, too. I read everything about Benjamin Franklin. There's so many interesting facets to him that you have no clue about.
Mm-hmm. He was this quiet minority.
Oh, I'm going to have to get that book.
Independence Hall. He really was quiet minority at Independence that swayed everybody.
There's so many... Yes, and there's so many, it's interesting because there's so many, you know, for people who like quotes, there's so many Franklin quotes. He was so quotable. And, you know, who cares? But the thing that is interesting is if you go to Philadelphia and you see his grave, people throw pennies on his grave through the fence because,
yeah.
You know, that was one of his sayings. A penny saved is a penny earned. Yeah, I've been there many times.
Well,
and it's pretty wild to see people do that and kind of grasp the whole... I grew up there, yeah. It's interesting to see people's reaction, though.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
for sure.
I only visited once, you know, got to see the bell and, you know, walk by and seen all that. But that was a long time ago, a good 20 years almost, up there working one of them camps.
So 20 years ago, that wasn't bad. If you were there 20 years ago, it was still easy to get around Philly. I mean, of course, cities were different then. So, I mean, even just in two decades ago, what a difference it's been.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, definitely. Grimster. Yeah, a lot of infrastructure, which some of it was so needed. Thanks for the call, Grim, and I love your thoughts. I love the whole Benjamin Franklin thing. I'm going to get a copy of that book. I really am, because I can read it on the plane. I can read it on the plane ride I'm taking, Grim, and that'll be good because I don't have to think about anything else, and I can focus on that. I like to read books. Somebody told me the other day they thought I was crazy. They couldn't believe it. Why don't you just get a Kindle? Why don't you have a Kindle? Well, I have a Nook, and I think I read 5 things on it, if that. Because we're staring at screens now. Our phone is a screen. Everything's a screen. I don't want to stare at a screen. I want to hold a book in my hands and just read the book. Crazy as it seems, call me crazy. I would much rather do that. Much rather do that than do the... download the book, go that route, and have another blue screen in my face. Ugh. We have so many. I mean, seriously, our phone has changed everything, hasn't it? It has. Our phone has changed everything because that's what happens. We are looking down all the time. We are constantly connected. And when I read a book, I don't want to be connected. Isn't that the idea? No matter what kind of book it is, isn't the idea that you don't want to be... You don't want to be connected. You want to be able to have a chance to have a breath and focus on what you're reading. All right, coming up, I promise we're going to do the mailbag thing, and I promise in our next hour we'll do true or false as we pick on Patrick Eggdorf. I shouldn't say pick on because he gets them right, and then we talk about some of the oddball stories that you might not have seen out there. One story that everybody's talking about is Chelsea Clinton is expecting again. So that's big for the Clintons. She was an only child. Now she's having her second child. And, of course, there's a big announcement about it that she's having, that she's having another baby and that this is going to be Chelsea Clinton verified she's pregnant with a second kid. So this means for campaigning purposes, they can talk this up, right? Next summer, this is when the baby is due next summer. So that does make for good fodder while campaigning. I'm just saying, right? Babies help. Babies help. Stay with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Come away with me in the night.
Well, that's still a pretty song, even though it's, I don't know how old it's got to be, but I'm thinking that's Norah Jones. She won a Grammy for that album, so that that has to be probably, I'm going to say, like 15 years old, something like that. Still super good. So we're skidding across the finish line for Yet Do You Believe It, another hour here on America Tonight. And so many of you fill the mailbag, just overflows with thoughts about what we've talked about on the show or what you're doing even this this holiday. I have nailed the score. And so on that note, I'm not going to take up any more oxygen. I'm going to head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo! I never tire of Homer Simpson, I find. This one from Phil. Kate, I dumped you a line finally. I've been swearing I was going to do it for the longest time, and I found that moment that I could sit down and actually get my thoughts together and write something out. I like the show. It's fun to see what you're going to do every night. I like the way you think, different from some of the other people that I listen to during the day. I love the results season deal that you talk about. I'm curious to see, as well as you are, what happens with the independent voters. It is like a pendulum. I think you compared it to that, swinging in any direction. That's why it's so vital that the Republicans get their act together and don't tear each other apart. What do you think? Yeah, it hasn't been as bad as it's been in the past, though, Donald Trump versus everyone else. But there have been some heated moments, but it hasn't been crazy, ridiculous, where you can't handle it. And I think it's remarkably interesting. It's remarkably interesting because I can look into my crystal ball, and I've been doing that the last couple days and really along this whole route. I always thought Trump would hang in there. I didn't think he was going to be somebody who jumped out of the race like a lot of people thought in the beginning. However, the what's so interesting is how much legs this campaign has. Much, much more than people give him credit for. He has much more happening than that. So it's interesting, isn't it, to watch. And who's going to come close? Rubio? Ted Cruz? Does somebody overtake him? Hillary Clinton? News of the grandbaby? He's going to play that up. He's already getting questions about Charlotte, the first baby, already on the campaign trail. There's something about babies that really endears you to people, for sure. And I think she's got the nomination wrapped up. I can't imagine that she doesn't. You might disagree, but I think so. All right, so thanks for that email. Let's go over to Den E from Phil E. I love that. It says Den E from Phil E. I think you get it by now. Yo, girl, knew you were from this neck of the woods. There was something you said where you talked about coffee, and you said the word Wawa. Very few people who aren't from South Jersey, Philadelphia, or perhaps Baltimore understand what Wawa coffee is. The rest of the nation is missing out, and you and I, wink, wink, understand what that means, don't we? I'll tell you what, you have to pour some strong coffee for some of the strong nonsense that comes out of D.C. This year has been a banner year, particularly for that. And next year better be better, or we're going to have a tough time figuring out who we're going to elect. I'll tell you what. It's like musical chairs, last one standing. Who will that be? We know who it won't be, but who will it be? Thank goodness Lindsey Graham dumped out. It was just a waste of money for him to stay in this, don't you think? Oh, yeah. He added some levity, but he had no chance at this presidential seat. So hang in there. Try to get some traction on a few issues, but he was never going to be the guy. It's Trump, Rubio, Cruz, I think one of those three. And what's going to happen in the primaries is so key, because then you have to have the primaries. You can't. I mean, there's no getting around that. You have to have those numbers. If you don't have the numbers, you're not going to get the job. If it's Trump, then he'll have the numbers. If it's Cruz, he'll have the numbers. If it's Rubio, he'll have the numbers. Unless it comes down to the wire, but that seems so unlikely that that's going to happen. I don't think we're going to see that. All right, let me veer into a different direction. Here's one from Kimberly. Kate Delaney, I swear you crack me up, girl. And then there's this dot, dot, dot. I even like Nail the Bloody Score. I promise you I'm going to start calling in when I can. Problem is, I'm so exhausted when I get home. I lay down on the couch, I start to listen to your show, and I get through maybe an hour and a half, and then I'm maybe not off, and then maybe I wake back up again, or I just download it. I've done that a few times, but I really like the show a lot. So I will stay up late for you. How's that? Yeah, it depends on your shift. I mean, we say that all the time. Some people... If they're entrepreneurs, you like to work deep into the night and you like to have something on in the background. We'll take that. Some others, you're up at 6 o'clock, and if you're not, 6 o'clock in the morning, you're already tired. Because your body needs that. It needs to get up early. Whew, boy, not me. I don't know about the rest of you. You know, a good day is when you're getting, they say now, 7 to 9 hours sleep. And I used to kind of poo-poo that, but don't do that. Because if you can get, the bullseye really would be 8 hours. If you can get really good 8 hours of sleep, oh, your mind bounces back so much faster than when you're just burning the candle at both ends. Oh, it's so brutal when you do that. All right, here's one from Theo. Kate Delaney, I wonder if you've ever been bowling. I've heard you talk about golf and a few other things. I like it when you mix in your personal life. I think you're just pulling back the curtain a little bit and then you slam it shut, which I think is very clever and very funny. So I've heard you talk about golf, but what about anything else? Are there other sports that you do? Are there other sports that I do well or just do? You know what? I grew up a tennis rat because it wasn't like I had my money. I didn't come from like huge money. I wasn't at these big country clubs where I was having hours and hours of lessons. But I, you know, we used to run down to the public court and my brother and I, and then sometimes other people, and we would wait for a court and we'd play. You know, we'd do a round robin, everybody would switch. It was really pretty awesome. And for tennis, you needed sneakers and a racket. So, and I did have a few lessons, and I guess that helped. And I like the game of golf. Why? Because it's like, I don't agree with John Feinstein, who says it's a good walk spoiled. I think it's a good walk even elevated to a different level. I can't tell you what it's like to walk through a golf course and explore what's around it, because usually it's carved in some awesome areas. So that, I guess, answers the question. Those would be the two main things. I've gone through other periods where I'll tell you one thing I wasn't good at, and maybe a lot of you are very good at this. I was never good at softball. I just was never good at softball. Because I could hit a hard ball, I could smash a hard ball. But that loopy, slow pitch nonsense, whatever, I can't hit a ball that way. And I hardly ever played softball, maybe like 3 times. People would beg me to be on their teams in media, because a lot of times media, that's what they do. They have a softball team. Oh, I would say, just let me get the water. I will be the water person. I will do it. Because that loopy pitch would be so annoying. And every once in a while I would get a bat on it, but I was no softball player. I know there's a lot of you that are softball players. And bowling, when I was a kid, I bowled. My grandmother got me a bowling ball. I think it was my grandmother or my mom, with my little initials on it. I thought it was so cool. And I was in a league, and they dumped me off on Saturday and then come pick me up for a little bit. And I was an okay bowler. Does that answer all those questions for you? For fun, I thought we'd throw in something different instead of the same old, same old. Hey, if you haven't seen Star Wars, I don't work for Disney, but it is pretty rockin' awesome. It is my movie of the year. Go see it. Go to a matinee in a few weeks. See ya.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.